ESPN's Paul Feinbaum considering a run for Alabama Senate seat. By Warner Todd Houston on September 29, 2025. ESPN college football analyst Paul Feinbaum says he is considering a run for the U.S. Senate in Alabama. Feinbaum, who is a registered Republican, told OutKick Sports chief Clay Travis that the assassination of Charlie Kirk made him rethink his priorities and that he might throw his hat in the ring for the state's open Senate seat. The sports broadcaster said that he felt talking about sports after Kirk's murder made him feel empty. I spent 4 hours numb, talking about things that didn't matter to me. And it kept building throughout that weekend, Feinbaum explained. I felt very empty doing what I was doing that day. He added that Kirk's vicious murder was an awakening for millions of Americans. Feinbaum noted that members of Alabama's GOP had spoken to him in the past about jumping into politics, but after Kirk's death, he got a little bit more interested in the calling. The broadcaster added that once Auburn basketball coach Bruce Pearl announced that he was not interested in running for the seat, he had warmed to the idea himself. I was hesitant at first, he said, of considering a run for the seat. But now he is changing his stance. I ended up talking to someone who made it clear that there was a desire for me to be involved. And this person was compelling and compassionate in the approach to me, and I started thinking about this, he said. Alabama has always been the place I've felt the most welcome, that I've cared the most about the people. I've spoken to people from Alabama for 35 years and I feel there is a connection that is hard to explain, added Feinbaum, who openly admits had voted for Trump. He also noted that he has officially moved to Alabama and registered to vote as a Republican in the Yellowhammer state. Feinbaum also blasted the media for its slanted coverage of U.S. politics. The biggest issue is the direction of where are we going, as a country? And I don't like some of that, he said. When I watch a newscast, I know how biased it is because I do this for a living. And that's incredibly disturbing. But I keep all this to myself. I feel this is a cathartic conversation for me because I'm saying some things that I really did not intend to say when I walked in this room. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.